Today in Fat Law School, we are headed to the school cafeteria as I share three no-recipe methods to get healthy meals done quick and easy. But here's your fair warning. You may get hungry just listening to all the yummy meal ideas I share. Welcome to the Fat Law School Podcast. If you've been struggling with extra pounds, especially if you've hit the fabulous 50 mark, then grab a seat because this podcast is your ultimate fat loss classroom. I'm Amy Bryan, a 30-year public school educator and now virtual nutrition and fitness educator. My mission is to show you that losing fat and gaining energy, plus maintaining it long-term, is truly possible even at our age. Think of these few minutes together as a study hall where I share the cheat sheets for fat loss. Grab your notebook because class is officially in session and it's time to rewrite your wellness story. Before we get into today's cooking lessons, I want to invite you into my 6-week Faster Way to Fat Loss class. It starts Monday, April 22nd, but I allow early entry for extra weeks free. In this class, I share all of the science-backed nutrition strategies I use, like carb cycling and intermittent fasting. I teach you how to fuel well with enough whole foods through your customized macro plan, and teach you the most effective ways to exercise with 30-minute workouts. Here's what my client, Ashwini, had to say about her Faster Way experience. Just got my annual checkup for the first time after starting the Faster Way program last year. The blood work is absolutely perfect, and it's all thanks to the Faster Way. Following the intermittent fasting, exercise routine, and healthy recipes has made me feel so much better and energetic in the past year. Thank you for all your support. I can support you too with measurable, healthy, and sustainable fat loss. Yes, even beyond age 50. I'm proof of that. The link to explore and enroll in the class is in the show notes. Now let's get started with today's lesson on healthy, no-recipe cooking methods. We know that eating out is not the best way to lose weight. I mean, they bring out the delicious rolls, meats are covered in fatty sauces and carby pastas, and then there's the decadent dessert or fruity cocktail. It's all hard to resist. Even fast food serves up addictive, delicious choices and offer better prices for supersizing or combos with more food. For the most part, eating out isn't good for our waistlines or overall health. On the other hand, cooking at home means planning ahead with recipes and grocery shopping. My 6-week Faster Way to Fat Loss class and VIP membership both provide weekly meal plans with simple ingredients, but maybe you don't want to be dependent on a meal plan. Meal plans can be overwhelming. I've seen some with lengthy grocery lists, sometimes with odd ingredients, and extensive recipes that can overwhelm. If you are like me, you say recipes all the time, but just rarely execute the plan. My purpose today is to share my cheat sheets for preparing quick and easy meals without recipes. The first cooking lesson I'll share is sheet pan roasting. It's a cooking method I use all the time to create balanced, healthy meals. You use one pan, it's easy and fast, you don't even need a recipe. Here's what you do need. A sheet pan, extra virgin olive oil, salt and pepper, and of course, meat and vegetables. I start with whatever protein I have in the freezer. Chicken, fish, pork loin, shrimp, salmon, ribs, even sausage. Keep in mind that smaller cuts of meat will cut faster, so a chicken breast or a pork loin will take longer than shrimp, for example. So you can speed up the cooking time by chopping your meat into smaller chunks. Next, I pick two vegetables. Most any vegetable roasts well, but here are my favorites. Asparagus, broccoli, carrots, cauliflower, potatoes, squash, zucchini, mushrooms, bell peppers, sweet potatoes. You see, the list is endless. Again, you can speed up the cooking time if you chop the denser vegetables like sweet potatoes. Preheat your oven to 425 degrees. Season the meat and veggies with a drizzle of olive oil, then salt and pepper. At this point, you can roast them on the sheet pan for 15 to 30 minutes, and ta-da! You have a delicious meat and two vegetables meal, a whole meal at this point. But maybe you want to jazz it up a little. Here are some flavor profiles you can add. You can use blackening seasoning or Tony Chachere's for shrimp or fish, or add soy sauce for an Asian spin, or chili powder for a Mexican flavor. An Italian seasoning tastes great on most any protein. You can also add a starch like rice, bread, beans, or quinoa. However, these carby choices may blow your healthy meal, so be watchful of the macros, especially on low-carb days if you are carb cycling like we do in the faster way. You can also jazz up your meat and two vegetables with a dipping sauce. I started to say this is popular with the kiddos, but who am I kidding? I'm 57 and I like them too. Ideas for dipping sauces include barbecue sauce, ranch dressing, salsa, yum-yum sauce. Again, you have to watch the ingredients of store-bought sauces, so stick with brands known for clean ingredients like Primal Kitchen or Sir Kensington's. Or you can make your own. Honey plus mustard plus mayo makes a delicious dip. Or plain yogurt plus lemon juice plus sriracha, a spicy one. That is my go-to, easy, healthy, and quick cooking method, sheet pan roasting. But here's another, a second cooking method that speeds up meals during the week. It's batch cooking your protein over the weekend. You can create different meals all week. Here's how it can work with chicken as your protein. Cook chicken in a crock pot with water, an onion, and a little salt and pepper. My favorite way to quickly shred chicken right in the crock pot is with a hand mixer. But you can also use an instant pot, or you can buy pre-cooked rotisserie chickens and remove the meat from the bones. With this chicken that you batch cook, you can do all sorts of meal options. Here are some ideas. Chicken spaghetti, white chicken chili, chicken and vegetable soup, chicken salad, Cobb salad, quesadilla, chicken wraps, chicken tacos, enchiladas, or even a power bowl. You won't get tired of the same old chicken if you vary the dish. The same type of batch cooking with varying dishes can be done with ground beef or ground turkey, which is almost as versatile as chicken. You can have hamburgers, tacos, chili, spaghetti, burger bowls, egg roll in a bowl, or shepherd's pie. If stew beef or beef steak is on sale, you can do the same with it. Beef and veggie kebabs, beef and veggie stir fry, and beef stew. I've mentioned bowls, but I want to share that as a third method of creating quick and healthy meals. I like to call them power bowls, but they are also often called Buddha bowls or poke bowls. Since it is a meal, start with a large bowl, not the tiny little cereal bowls. Keep in mind that eating too little won't help your fat loss efforts. You need a slight calorie deficit. No one is starving around here. A big bowl will be great. Choose a base or two or three. Lettuce, rice, cauliflower rice, quinoa, sweet potato, regular potato are all options for your base. And you're not limited to those. Those are just the ones off the top of my head. You can have lettuce and cauliflower rice on low-carb days and rice or potato on regular macro days in our carb cycling. Next, add your protein. The only limit is your imagination, but I will give you some suggestions. Pizza bowl. Start with your base of rice, lettuce, or whatever you want. Add pepperoni, sausage, tomato, or pizza sauce, black olives, mushrooms, onions and bell pepper, Italian seasoning, whatever you like. Burger bowl is another option. Start with your base of your rice or lettuce or potato. Add ground beef, add bacon, add cheese, add pickles, add onions, tomato, special sauce of ketchup, mustard, and mayo mixed together. Mexican bowl. Start with your base of lettuce or rice. Add chicken, shrimp, or steak. then black beans, corn, avocado, and salsa. Barbecue bowl. Start with your base, maybe like a potato, that's my favorite for this. Add pulled or chopped pork or chicken, barbecue sauce, corn, and broccoli. Yum! There you have it, 3 easy ways to create quick and healthy meals. Sheet pan with a meat and vegetables with EVOO salt and pepper, batch cooking a protein and vary the dishes throughout the week, or assemble bowls with a base, a protein, and get creative with vegetables and flavor profiles. Surprise! I've got 3 freebies for you to back up today's lessons. I've got a cheat sheet for sheet pan cooking, I've got a power bowl recipe collection, and I've got 10 chicken recipes for when you batch cook with your chicken. They're all in the show notes. Grab them there. That's it for this episode. If you've learned something today or enjoyed the lesson, please subscribe for future episodes. Share with a friend, and please rate and review it because that's the way others find this podcast. To connect with me, go to the show notes to see all the ways to connect and grab a freebie while you're there. Until next time, eat smart, move often, and stay well.